you can take a chance to give in a talk talk. It should be related to Matrix. We can also have a random question. If someone wants to give a talk about something he wants to share. There's something I would like to announce, maybe go with the random questions. They can try to capture it with the microphone. Yeah?
Okay, so I want to talk a bit about what I will do tomorrow. Since I'm in 3 years, more or less now in the Matrix community or Matrix ecosystem, and I'm not that deep tech guy. I'm more interested in social things. I started to organize a couple of things, like the Matrix Community Summit, some Matrix meetup in Berlin. And the newest thing we did just the last year as a prototype was the Matrix Retreat, where 10 people which work in different projects, companies in the Matrix ecosystem, spend some time in a place in Austria, in Krems, close to Vienna, and did their usual remote work there, but then they shared some time and within that time worked together on Matrix-related stuff, but also on other funny, nerdy things. And I really felt in love with this kind of working atmosphere, so now I'm going to organize more of them, and one of them is starting tomorrow because we will go to Thailand and have 4 weeks Matrix retreat in Thailand. So if you're interested in something like that for Matrix, then check Matrix this week in Matrix, or check out Vocation Nation Data Nauten. There we organize also something, or we're trying to organize something like that for other communities like KDE or GNOME or maybe others. That was my announcement.
I could try to do Gabriel's talk in that I basically know what he would say. And so on the basis that I assume that people are here because they were hoping to hear about how Rocket Chat works with Matrix, as opposed to an AMA or whatever, but I can at least give some overview of bridging and interoperability and where things are at. So been going since 2016, originally a Meteor-based kind of flagship app for the Meteor community in the JavaScript ecosystem, where the whole shtick is that you write an app in JavaScript on the front end, and you do the server code in the front end too. So you basically have the server as a magic thing that goes and connects together your clients, and you can focus on the front end dev. So I believe that's where Rocket Chat came from. And if people have used it, it's a really nice product. It's a great web app, and I believe it's got native mobile apps as well too. Lots of communities have used it over the years. I know that Blender used to use it for a while. I think that Rocket Chat as a company has similar challenges to that which Element has in terms of getting very popular with governments and then discovering that large organizations somehow forget to fund the people writing the software. And so that might be why he's not here today. Who knows? But a few years ago, I guess I first met him probably 4 or 5 years ago at Fosdem, I think, first time. And he had a geek out about how Rocket Chat was going and how they should absolutely start talking Matrix to and use it as a common language, as a way to basically add a feature on. Because I think they had just done their own federation, which was a very, very basic setup, where you put SRV DNS records in that would allow the servers to basically just pass messages between each other. It also had end-to-end encryption using a shared secret, so no perfect forward secrecy. If somebody uses a password basically to secure the contents of the room, and if that password leaks, then the entire history of the room goes. And the federation was basically proprietary to them. It's a closed API that they had. So I said, hey, rather than doing custom federation, you should actually talk a common language, and then you'll be able to bridge through to Element via this as well, and all the other Matrix clients, and you could be part of our strange Matrix cult. And amazingly, he didn't say no. He said, well, actually, this might have some merit to it, and I can see some of our government customers are really liking this Matrix stuff, so perhaps we should have a look at this. And interestingly, what he did at first, I think, was in Google Summer of Code 2016, go and do a GSOC project to try to add Matrix to RocketChat. And I recommended that the way to do this might be to start off with a bridge, where you would take the existing Meteor server, which is backed by MongoDB, and you write a really simple bridge that would go and basically copy and paste the messages from RocketChat into a synapse that you would set alongside it, and the synapse would then bust you out into the great wide matrix blue yonder. I guess he was worried about the hassle of running two servers, which is something that comes up a lot. If you're already running a Meteor server for RocketChat, do you really want the complication of running a whole bunch of Python alongside it using Postgres when RocketChat has already got Mongo? You know, it doesn't fit very nicely. And so for the first thing that they tried to do was to take the Federation library from Dendrite, Go Matrix Serverlib, and port it line by line into TypeScript, which is quite a ballsy thing to do, particularly as Dendrite was pretty alpha at that point. Because again, 2017, or probably also by this point. And I think it's fair to say that it was an experiment, and the poor GSOC student might have been a little out of their depth in the enthusiasm of doing this. But I think it's still out there on GitHub somewhere, but I don't think it ever went to production. So that was their kind of first attempt to join Matrix. Then a couple of years later, it came up again, thanks to our friends in the Swedish government. Because Sweden is quite forward-facing when it comes to trying to do the right thing for digital sovereignty. I think they've done the numbers on what happens if too many anchors get dragged over their international submarine cables or other nasty scenarios. And so seriously, war game through how do we communicate and how do we avoid being operationally dependent on the US and SaaS companies in the US for comms. And they also have a unit of the government called ESAM, whose full name I cannot pronounce or remember, and they're responsible, amongst other things, for interoperability and kind of best practices for government, things like procurement. And what ESAM saw was that different ministries in Sweden were picking completely different sovereign chat tools. So you had a bunch of people running RocketChat, a bunch of people running Mattermost, and a whole bunch of other people running matrix-based solutions. And so, in a very collaborative Swedish manner, what they did is to invite all the CEOs for these companies onto a video conference and said, right, what we want is for you to all speak the same thing. We don't want to be vendor-locked at Element or Mattermost or RocketChat or however. We want to be able to buy whoever we want, but we also want to talk to each other. Go. Fight. And it was a really fun call. I think it's the only time that basically all the competitors have been plonked in the same place and told to justify what they're doing. So the outcome of that is that it was all very diplomatic and political, as you'd imagine, and all the CEOs basically said, oh, yes, yes, absolutely. We obviously want to do the right thing and say yes to the government to make this happen, and yes, I can see the benefits of doing this. Obviously, I was quite biased in favor of it because there was only one solution on the table, which was Matrix as a mechanism to go and link the different departments together. But afterwards, I sent Gabriel offline and said, hey, do you want to do this for real? He said, yeah, why not? I mean, we'll be stronger together. And it was like, yeah, he gets it. There is actual opportunity to, you know, for him to sell more RocketChat instances and likewise Element. So we started talking about it more seriously again and started to, this time, write a bridge. And this must be, what, 2021 or so? And it was just after Element had taken Gitter off the hands of GitLab, just as GitLab was going to IPO. GitLab was having to like focus all of its books and get rid of any weird stuff, and poor old Gitter, who they had bought many years earlier, was a bit of an anomaly, whereas we, of course, at Element, do an awful lot of chat, and so Sid, basically at GitLab, suggested that we could go and move Gitter into Matrix, and I thought, wow, that would be great, because Gitter can be a showcase of how you take an existing app and how do you integrate it to make it